政治民生起义 My Radio 2015
Welcome to the second episode of Le Coeur de Français.
Le Coeur de Français.
Le Coeur, le Coeur de Français.
Le Coeur de Français.
Le Coeur de Français. Okay, I'm sorry about that. It is always difficult for me.
Yeah, French is not an easy language, actually.
No. So how did you feel about last time? Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. We talked about many things. So I like it.
If you are very interest in movies, so you learn that in Hong Kong actually they are showing the latest film of Jean-Luc Godard,
yes, the famous French filmmaker.
So tell us about this guy.
So Jean-Luc Godard, he's a big figure in the French film scene. His glory days were in the 1960s, 1970s. He made a lot of movies talking about the a lot of adventure movies, but also a lot of political movies talking about how people are isolated. They talking a lot about the alienation of people, the consumerism society. So he touched on many topics. Very deep sometimes.
One of his films that made the most the deepest impression on me is Weekend.
Weekend. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was about a French couple going to vacation,
right,
to outside of Paris, but all they got was traffic jam, which is almost like in Hong Kong.
Pretty much. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But I have to ask you one thing. Is vacation the most important thing in French life?
It is. They're basically the French. I can talk for every French, actually. They don't like to work too much, right?
Me too.
Me too. But basically, okay, they always go on strike, you know, so to protest. In summer, we have 2 months holiday. So this is...
2 months holiday?
Pretty much. It's a big break, you know.
If everybody got 2 months holiday, then...
The country doesn't work anymore, yeah, pretty much. So that's why I was saying last episode that Paris is so empty, you know, in summer.
When would that be?
That would be from 1st of July to 31st of August, typically.
Yeah,
and then
you
would start class again on the first week of September. But yeah, the French people, they like to take it easy, you know, especially in the south with the sunshine and all that. You just want to lay back and maybe drink some wine and so on. People they like to take the time.
Okay. Going back to this guy, and it was when you mentioned that his glory days were in the 60s or 70s.
Yes.
What is the time called? The New Waves?
New Wave, yeah. That was a whole bunch of films during that time were quite different from the classical movies you could see a decade earlier. So, I think one of the actors he liked to use a lot was Jean-Paul Belmondo. Yeah, do you know him?
Sure. Because one of his films in his early days was made in Hong Kong.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. And you could see the old Hong Kong, actually.
Yeah,
he would drive up the peak and go on Kowloon side. So Jean-Paul Belmondo, he starred in two or three movies from Jean-Paul Godard. And yeah, so Jean-Paul is a big influence on many other filmmakers.
Or even in Hong Kong, he got a lot of influence on the so-called Hong Kong New Wave directors.
Okay.
When New Waves right now are old waves. not new. So going back to New Waves, how do you say New Waves in French?
Nouvelle Vague. So nouvelle would be the would be new, and vague is the wave. So
nouvelle
vague.
Vague.
Yeah.
It means new and
new waves.
So what about these new waves directors to new younger generations in France right now? Do you still watch them, or do you still adore them, admire them?
Not so much. Unless you will study film studies or photography and so on, you wouldn't learn too much about these I mean, you would, but you would also focus on more recent filmmakers. These Jean-Paul Godard, Jean-Luc Godard, sorry, is very classical. Nowadays, people will mostly focus on maybe more modern ones, such as Luc Besson. You know, Luc Besson, I don't know if you know, he's the one who made Le Grand Bleu. So Le Grand Bleu is a movie about two free divers who
watched it a long time ago. Going diving.
Exactly, free diving.
Talking about it, there is a very famous French diver.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Cousteau, isn't it?
Cousteau, yeah.
So he was more of an oceanographer. Yeah. So he studied the oceans and so on. I'm a big fan of Cousteau. You know, my mother used to have his encyclopedia, and every week on TV you would have his shows. And it was really magical because this French guy with his red hat would go on the seas and show you the wonders of the oceans.
He dived very deep into the ocean.
He dived quite deep,
So you see, there are a lot of famous French guys throughout the
French. Yeah, and actually quite well known, isn't it? Even the Hong Kongers would know about these guys, right?
Yeah.
Luc Besson, so the film director who made Le Grand Bleu, he's also quite famous for making the big budget adventure movies. Yeah.
Pardon me for giving you the Cantonese translation of this French movie.
Yeah,
it should. As far as I remember, it is Ye Hoi King Teng.
Ye Hoi King Teng.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure about it, but correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. It's a film about two divers.
Two divers, yeah. And actually,
they try to compete with each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's interesting is it was at the beginning of the career of the famous actor. One of the free divers is basically so famous right now.
Jean Reno, you know better than me.
Yeah. So Jean Reno is. I'm a big fan of Jean Reno. So he made a lot of movies, including Leon the Professional, about this hitman who protects this little girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the good old days of French movies. I think now one of the issues I have is that most of the French movies, the big budget ones at least, won't be too deep. Mostly focus on the explosions, not as much depth and story as the previous
decades. Well, actually, there was a French film shown about a few months ago, and it was related to the hottest problem in France or in Paris.
Oh,
it's about French women marrying two foreign guys.
Oh, right. Okay. So this is what were they saying in the movie? They were talking about the problem towards society.
To tell you the story of the film, it was about them. They got four daughters in this family.
Okay.
The first one marrying to a Jew.
Okay.
The second married to Islamist.
Okay, Islam, Muslim, yeah.
Muslim, and the third one marry a Chinese.
Oh, right.
And the fourth one considering marrying a black guy.
Black guy.
Okay. I think the film itself is very light, but I guess the issue that it touches on is very, challenging for the French psyche.
Because it's about your identity as a country, you know?
One of the French... old French guy in this movie, he was lamenting about the laws of French.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because everywhere is all these immigrants.
Yeah. In a way, I would think even though people change, you retain the spirit of France. Nowadays, it's very common for couples to be from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You see it a lot more. Even in my family, so my grandmother was Algerian. So Algeria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
I can't see it on your face.
Maybe you can't see too much. her husband. Well, it's a funny story, actually. Her husband was in the French military, and he was fighting the rebels in Algeria, containing the rebels. And my grandmother was one of the rebels. And finally, it's like Romeo and Juliet. They fall in love. Mm. So this is multicultural. And then on my daddy's side, my grandmother was German and my grandfather was French. Even at the time, it was quite multicultural. And now it's even more so. Mm. It's accepted by society. People don't look upon it too badly.
Okay. So judging from your background, I guess you got a lot of interest in Camus. the French writer.
Albert Camus. He spent a lot of time in Algeria, actually. I used to read his books when I was in high school.
Me too.
They're quite interesting and very... It's not like Shakespeare, obviously. It's a different style of writing, but it's quite interesting.
So can we talk about French literature in the future?
Sure, definitely. There's a lot to talk about, though. Maybe you need 10 episodes.
So going back to the French movies, what is the appeal, the kind of attraction that you always feel in these French movies?
Well, French movies are really renowned to be very psychological, very complicated to understand. And I think it's true in many aspects. The French, they like complexity. So whenever they make a movie, they won't try to will really touch upon complicated subjects. So maybe alcoholism, maybe the loss of identity, like the movie you mentioned, even though this one was lighthearted. But that's the thing, the appeal with French movies. You can really go into deep subjects. And then there's also lighthearted movies. Recently, 2008, there was an interesting movie talking about the ch'ti. So les ch'ti is basically a local population in the north of France, okay? And they have a special accent
that we call ch'ti.
And in 2008, they made a movie called Bienvenue chez les ch'ti. Bienvenue in French means welcome. So welcome to the ch'ti. And... the Ch'ti were always considered a bit excluded. People didn't look upon them very kindly because the way they talk is a bit special. It doesn't sound too elegant. So basically, when they say goodnight, instead of saying bonsoir, they would say bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
So, you know, the way you talk...
doesn't sound too elegant.
Exactly. You know, you make a face when you say it. If you want to say see you later, in French, you would say au revoir. And for them, they would say... à la revoir, you know, or I understand, je comprends. So yeah, the way they speak is not as elegant as the basic French way. So they made this movie in 2008, and it was really a big hit, a big success, one of the highest grossing films of the year, and it really helped to bridge the gap between the north, the south, these kind of movies talk about social issues which are quite deep but with a light-hearted tone. So the French are quite good for comedy as well.
I didn't know about that. You just mentioned there are different kinds of French dialects.
Yes, there are.
I always thought that French is in France, or everybody speaks the perfect French.
But actually, there's a lot. So we have many regions. So the north and the west part is the Ch'ti language, the dialect that we just mentioned. In the south of France, you have l'Occitan. Which is a dialect spoken in Aix-en-Provence.
L'Occitan.
And then when you go to Brittany, so Brittany is on the west side, is the side, the branch, you know, the little hand poking out of France. Always rainy there. And they have their own dialect too, their own accent. So all these, France is quite diverse in the language, the dialect. And these movies are good because they help the global population in France to understand these local cultures that we may not know.
Talking about that, when we are trying to learn French,
yes,
should we be careful about the French accents? Should we always go asking the Parisian to touch rather than the hillbilly?
Basically, you're safer if you go to visit Paris. It's safer just to speak the basic French, the Parisian French, because people will understand you. But I have to say, as a tourist, so if you make an effort to say a few words in French, the people, the waiters and so on, they'll feel very happy. Because usually French have a tendency to dislike maybe, I wouldn't say foreigners, but they like their own country. they like, so if you make an effort to integrate yourself, they feel very happy, and then they're more likely to talk to you.
Yeah.
If you talk to them in English, they might feel shy, and then it's a bit like Hong Kong, you know, you talk in English to Hong Kongers, they might feel shy and don't want to reply, maybe. The same for the French. So make an effort to learn a few basic words, merci, thank you, and yeah, you'll go a long way in France.
Well, actually, it is the opposite impression that I got in my younger days.
Oh, right.
I made an effort to learn French, but then I just gave up. The reason was that people told me that if you don't speak perfect French, the French will not talk to you.
I think that was the case a few years ago, but now, you know, the French, even now, they need to learn Mandarin sometimes in high school.
Yeah.
They really, they understand that you need to integrate. You can't really be in your bubble.
Yeah.
But that was the case for many years, you know, stay in your bubble.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's better.
So, how about if you feel about Cantonese?
Cantonese. So I've learned a lot of words, mostly foul
language. Tell us what you have learned.
Okay, so I know how to say to the taxi driver, Lido, Sekvan, Sekla, Guy, you know, the basics. But I think it's quite hard to learn. There's 9 or 12 tones in Cantonese.
Nine tones.
And yeah, the tones is the big issue. I think for me it might be easier to learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, ideally, I would be very happy to learn Cantonese. I see some of my friends who've lived there, lived in Hong Kong for many years, and they speak fluent Cantonese with an accent, of course. But yeah, Cantonese is not so easy.
How about I teach you Cantonese and you teach me French?
Definitely, deal. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Okay.
Okay.
And when I say "ngoi," what is the French word for this?
Merci.
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 Yeah.
It means thanks.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And how about Lehoma?
Lehoma, how are you? In French, you would say, comment vas-tu?
Comment vas-tu?
Comment vas-tu? Yeah, perfect. So actually, there's two ways, either polite or friendly. So, comment vas-tu is friend, and comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous? This is the classic French.
Yeah, okay. It's the formal one. So you say to your boss, you say to someone you respect more.
Yeah. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment.
How about another one?
How about I love you?
I love you, okay.
Long Island, okay.
Long Island, yeah. In French, you would say je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
What is the perfect way of saying this in French?
If you want to be very romantic, if you really love the girl, you would say...
No. I don't really care about that. I just want to make it romantic.
Romantic, okay. You would say... je t'aime. You need to show the movement too, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe hold the girl's hand and then say je t'aime, mon amour. So I love
mon amour,
you.
What does it mean?
Mon amour means my love. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. So je t'aime, mon amour. Yeah. It's about.
Let me try this. Je t'aime. Mon amour.
Perfect. Yeah. Just need the candle and maybe.
And after this, we both of us go to one Lan Kwai Fong and see if it works.
Maybe we have to, yeah. With the French girls, you can give it a try.
Okay.
Don't be impressed by your French.
Okay.
All right. How about what time is it in Cantonese?
几点? 现在几点钟?
Okay.
What time is it right now?
This one in French would say quelle heure. Quelle heure est-il?
Quelle heure est-il?
Yeah. Just like le quart d'heure français, heure is hour.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay, we have to bring back this.
Le quart d'heure français. So
say one more time.
Le quart d'heure français.
Le quart.
Le quart.
Le quart.
D'heure.
De.
Français.
De français.
Yeah.
Le quart de français.
And then what time is it?
What
quelle
time is it?
Heure est-il?
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you see... we've got a long way to go.
A lot of French to teach.
You feel that Cantonese is difficult. I feel French is another difficult language.
Yeah, so both need to work really hard.
Both of us need to be very hardworking.
Yeah.
So talking about learning French, what is the best way to learn French?
I think the best way to learn French is maybe you should get a French girlfriend first.
Sure.
Yeah, I can introduce you some.
Sure. French girl. Please do. Please do it right after the
sure,
program.
Lan Kwai Fong, right?
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of French people live in Lan Kwai Fong area, Soho, Shanghai.
Yeah.
And also, what's most important is for every language, you need to speak it daily. So really practice French. You watch the French movies every day, the French shows, read the French books if you can, but really always be in the French environment.
Just to remind you and our audience, there are a few very good French bookshops in Hong Kong.
There are. And you will find a lot of them mostly in central Hong Kong Island is the most popular.
Yeah. Maybe you should pay a visit to one of them in the future.
Communicate.
And what about reading French? Is it difficult?
Reading French, it's difficult. You really need to learn the vocabulary, because the vocabulary is very rich, maybe on the same level as English. So many, many words and many subtleties in the way... a lot of sarcasm too in the way you write, you speak. So really quite complicated. So that's why it's better to start off with speaking French.
The idiomatic French.
Yeah. There's a lot of idioms, actually. We can talk about it next time. Very funny.
Sure.
French idioms.
Yeah. So going back to that French word for...
A bientôt. So see you next time.
Not au revoir.
Au revoir. You can say au revoir, but au revoir is more closing. So if you say à bientôt, it means you want to see the people again next time.
Okay.
Yeah, so à bientôt.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
See you.